Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If you had looked at the New York Times must-see vacation list, you would have seen Kurdistan on that list. That's how far the Kurds came in about a decade and a half. They built beautiful buildings. They repaired the damage. They built parks and restaurants and schools and hospitals. And on the cover of my book is a massive soaring skyscraper that symbolizes the new modern Kurdistan. So this is the miracle that Saddam tried to wipe these people off the earth. And with just a little bit of protection from Western jets, the Kurds took their affairs in hand and began to build a magnificent society that is only the only reason it hasn't gone further is that now they're having to fight ISIS for a while.
In fact, you wrote that they steadily prospered and wisely invested in regional development. Their economic progress was years ahead of the rest of Iraq. I was thinking about that, Stephen, that to be ready and positioned to invest in your country's development, to me, takes foresight and leadership. I'm so impressed by that, given their history of oppression, where it would have taken some leaders to be ready, to be thinking ahead, to have vision, to get your window of time in the no-fly zone time to say, now we're going to build. I mean, unpack that for us, because that just is startling to me.
Well, this is that heritage they have. This is that background. They're very present on the pages of Scripture. They are not Arabs. I don't say that pejoratively, but they are not Arabs. They are from the Persian side of the ethnic tree, so to speak. So they come from a different background, a different cultural background, different view of law, even different view of Islam. And they're very, very open to Western ideas. One of the funniest moments I had was I walked into an official's office, and through my interpreter, I said, good day, sir, and I see you're reading something. What are you reading? And he stood up, and in English, he said, I like this John MacArthur. Who is this man? He's teaching me so much, you know. And of course, John MacArthur is a former pastor and evangelical, leadership trainer over here. I mean, he's somebody we would all know. But here's this Kurdish official reading him, and excited about what he has to say. So they're very, very open to Western ideas, and as a result, they have built a society that is certainly not as advanced as Israel's, but it's very much like Israel in the sense that it's a democracy, that it's pro-Western, that it is very, very prosperous and very welcoming of foreign investment. And that's unusual in the Middle East, and there they are in the troubled land of Iraq. So it's an absolutely miraculous story, and I quite frankly think God is doing a lot among them because they are open to other ideas, including Christianity.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.